An experience is the fact that God simultaneously hears that man's prayer. Even the forgiveness of sin operates in the same unerring fashion. The Father given you even before you have thought to ask him. But such forgiveness is not available in your personal religious experience until such a time as you forgive your a basic law of justice in the universe, which mercy is powerless to circumvent the unselfish glories of paradise, are not possible of reception by a thoroughly selfish creature of the realms of time and space. Even the infinite love of God cannot force the salvation of eternal survival upon any mortal creature who does not choose to survive. Mercy has great latitude of bestowal, but after all, there are mandates of justice which even love combined with mercy cannot effectively abrogate. Again, Jesus quoted from the Hebrew scriptures. Thank you. have called and you refused to hear. I stretched out my hand, but no man regarded. You have set at naught all my counsel, and you have rejected my reproof. And because of this rebellious attitude, it becomes inevitable that you should call upon me and fail to receive an answer. Having rejected the way of life, you may seek me diligently in your times of suffering, but you will not find me. They who would receive mercy must show mercy. Judge not that you be. Spirit with which you judge others, you also shall be judged. Mercy does not wholly abrogate universe fairness. Stops his ears to the cry of the poor, he also shall someday cry for help, and no one will hear him. The sincerity of any prayer is the assurance of its being heard. The spiritual wisdom and the universe consistency of any petition is the determiner of the time, manner, and degree of the answer. righteous is a faith act of a child of God, which opens the door to the Father's storehouse of goodness, truth, and mercy. And these good gifts have long been in waiting for the Son's approach and personal appropriation. Prayer does not change the divine attitude toward man, but it does change man's attitude toward the changeless Father. The motive of the prayer gives it right of way to the divine ear, not the social, economic, or outward religious status of the one. Time or to transcend the handicaps of space. Prayer is not designed as a technique for aggrandizing self or for gaining unfair advantage over one's fellows. Thoroughly selfish soul cannot pray in the true sense of the word. Said Jesus, let your supreme delight be in the character of God, and he shall surely give you the sincere desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. For the Lord hears the cry of the needy, and he will regard the prayer of the destitute. I have come forth from the Father. If, therefore, you are ever in doubt as to what you would ask of the Father, ask in my name, and I will present your petition in accordance with your real needs and desires, and in accordance with my Father's will. Guard against the great danger of becoming self-centered in your prayers. Avoid praying much for yourself. Pray more for the spiritual progress of your brethren. Avoid materialistic praying. Pray in the Spirit and for the abundance of the gifts of the Spirit. When you pray for the sick and afflicted, do not expect that your petitions will take the place of loving and intelligent ministry to the necessities of these afflicted ones. Pray for the welfare of your families, friends, and fellows, but especially pray for those who curse you and make loving petitions for those who persecute you. But when to pray, I will not say. Only the spirit that dwells within you may move you to the utterance of those petitions which are expressive of your inner relationship with the Father of Spirits. Many resort to prayer only when in trouble. Such a practice is thoughtless and misleading. True, you do well to pray when harassed, but you should also be mindful to speak as a son to your Father, even when all goes well with your soul. Let your real petitions always be in secret. Do not let men hear your personal prayers. Prayers of thanksgiving are appropriate for groups of worshippers, but the prayer of the soul is a personal matter. There is but one form of prayer which is appropriate for all God's children, and that is, nevertheless, your will be done. All believers in this gospel should pray sincerely for the extension of the kingdom of heaven. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Purge me from secret sins and keep back your servant from presumptuous transgression. Jesus taught that the prayer for divine guidance over the pathway of earthly life was next in importance to the petition for a knowledge of the Father's will. In reality, this means a prayer for divine wisdom. Jesus never taught that human knowledge and special skill could be gained by prayer. But he did teach that prayer is a factor in the enlargement of one's capacity to receive the presence of the divine spirit. Jesus taught his associates to pray in the spirit and in truth. Pray sincerely and in accordance with your enlightenment. Pray wholeheartedly and intelligently, earnestly and steadfastly. Warned his followers against thinking that their prayers would be rendered more efficacious by ornate repetitions, eloquent phraseology, fasting, penance, sacrifices. But he did exhort his believers to employ prayer as a means of leading up to thanksgiving, to true worship. deplored that soul that loves. The spirit of thanksgiving was to be found in a praise and worship of his followers. He quoted from the scriptures on this occasion, saying, "It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to the name of the Most High, to acknowledge his loving kindness every morning and his faithfulness every night. For God has made me glad through his works. In everything I will give thanks according to the will